It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Women veterans in the New York area are reacting with a mix of emotions about the decision to lift the ban on women working in combat positions. For some, the move is a long time coming, but also a formality. West Point grad and former helicopter pilot Lindsay Milkey of Brooklyn says part of her job was moving ground forces into combat zones.
Anyone who's over there, you're living with an anxiety and an anticipation that you're in a combat zone, so any position you're in, just with the way we fight our wars today, and just flying around, you know, in a harmless mission of moving someone from point A to point B, you're definitely still in harm's way.
Women make up about 15% of the armed services. The Defense Department says more than 280,000 women were deployed in support of operations in Iraq and Afghanistan over the past decade. One of those was 28-year-old Robin Murray. She's the subject of the documentary Poster Girl, which chronicled her struggle with post-traumatic stress disorder. In Iraq, she worked as a machine gunner, a job not typically assigned to a woman.
For me, having served in a combat role in 2004 and having been on, you know, hundreds of patrols and missions, and having been assigned to work with a cavalry and an infantry unit, and having been on quote unquote the front lines, it kind of seemed empty. After 8 years of having done what I had done, it was almost like, oh, congratulations, you're finally legal to do what you were already doing.
But Ray Ann Pay is pleased women will be able to serve in more combat roles. If the ban had been lifted sooner, it could have helped her when she was an intelligence officer in Iraq and Afghanistan. As a woman, she wasn't able to work with smaller units closer to the action, a situation that she says robbed her of valuable experience.
I was always around combat and always around those positions who were directly in combat. But I was told that I couldn't go down one level below, even though I would be doing the same job. Just because it was not opened to women.
Pay, who works with the group Women Veterans and Family Network, says the military should keep the same physical standards in place for men and women.
Nothing should be made more difficult than it would be for anyone else, but at the same time, no standards should be lax just to prove that women can come through. It should stay the same. It's just they're given the opportunity, and that's really, I think, the best that anyone could ask.
Outside the Armed Forces Recruiting Center in Times Square, NYU engineering student Mila Sultana is considering joining the Army to help defer her education costs. The 18-year-old says a recruiting officer told her she'd have more choices than ever before.
I think it's a good option to have. A lot of women are capable of defending the country, like in combat. I don't think we should just be limited to the medical stuff and the computer stuff.
But the lifting of the ban comes a bit too late for retired Afghanistan Army Sergeant Rebecca Havrilla. She works with an advocacy group called the Service Women's Action Network. The 30-year-old says if she had broader opportunities, she might have stayed in the military, where many high-level jobs require frontline experience.
Most positions in the Pentagon are filled by combat role officers who have our infantry officers. So this will hopefully allow for those women who choose this career path to actually have the distinction of saying, yes, they have seen combat. They are going to be eligible for these types of high-level roles.
Women have been in combat zones for decades, and some of them have made the ultimate sacrifice. 152 women have died while deployed in support of operations in Afghanistan and Iraq since 2001. Among those was Sergeant Devin Snyder. The 20-year-old from Cohocton, New York, was the first Southern Tier woman killed in action in Afghanistan. In June of 2011, the military policewoman was among four soldiers killed by a roadside bomb. And joining us now is Sergeant Snyder's mother, Deneen Snyder. Deneen, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
I understand when your daughter was a senior in high school, right before she joined the Army, she wrote a paper about women in the military and that serving in the Army was something that she was kind of keen on doing. What would your daughter consider about this decision that the defense secretary made?
She would be for it, definitely. That was one of the things that really upset her as she was, you know, researching, doing the paper, is that, you know, women couldn't, you know, pick up a weapon and go out there and be infantry or artillery. That bothered her a great deal. I think that's why her path of military police plus her love of law enforcement, you know, led her to the military police, because she could be the closest she could possibly get to it.
Now, as a parent who had a daughter killed in action, what do you feel about the ban being lifted?
I've always been a firm believer in letting my children choose their path of life. Mm-hmm. I've given them the guidance that I can. But I feel that if any women, you know, feel that they can, you know, accomplish this and feel accomplished themselves in doing this, then that's what they need to do.
So do you see it kind of as an acknowledgement of the changing times?
Yes, definitely. Women are getting stronger, you know, and their will is stronger. They want that challenge the same as some men. So I can see where, you know, it definitely would help. And I see where women could be of more help.
Now, critics are arguing that women in combat roles, saying they could be a distraction and that women wouldn't be able to do some of the more physically demanding jobs that men could do. What's your reaction to that? And what would your daughter's reaction to that be?
Well, I mean, she weighed maybe 110 pounds and was 5'7", and she was as strong as a mule. She could pretty much accomplish everything. And, you know, when she was in her unit, she had the utmost respect of all of her colleagues that, or her comrades that she was with. I don't think that they would have ever felt that she could not accomplish any task that was asked of her. So I would have to say that in some ways, it could be a distraction, but at the same time, if men and women would look at other women as this, you know, that they can be strong and they can be of help, then we would probably be a lot whole better off.
We could probably also say that a lot of men couldn't do this job as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know of numerous people that, you know, the men that I have talked to that said I could never even go in the military, let alone do the job that Devin did.
Tell us a little bit about Devin and looking back at her military career and her life.
As a seventh grader, she always wanted to be in a branch of the military. And then the closer to her senior year, she wanted, you know, definitely the Army. And it was because it was a challenge, I believe. She always had a 300 PT score, which is the highest you could get. I think she was a good motivator. If anybody was down in her unit, she was the first one to pick them up. You know, she just never, you know, let somebody stay behind, even through AIT and basic training. You know, numerous people came up to us during the graduation and had told us that, you know, if it wasn't for your daughter, I would have never made it, because she always made sure when she finished, she came back and got me and made me finish. And that always, you know, that's always kind of set with me, that she always looked out for someone else. She was always there to guide somebody and be there for them.
And that sounds like someone who you'd want in the combat zone.
Absolutely. I mean, she even, the Christmas before she was killed, had said, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No, she did tell me that she would take a bullet for any of her comrades because they were her family. And she says, as I would protect them, I would protect you. So in that aspect, that was part of her personality, is to protect and be a warrior.
Deneen Snyder, mother of Sergeant Devin Snyder, we thank you so much for joining us today here on WNYC.
You're welcome.